Well, this morning on Florida's Big Bend near Steinhatchee, it's the second major storm to hit the area in less than a year, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Recovery is still going on in Cedar Key, Florida, an island community hard hit by Hurricane Idalia last year. Sue Colson was and still is the mayor.
You just keep rehearsing this and hopefully get better and better at responding.
At sunrise today, 160,000 homes and businesses had lost their power to Hurricane Debbie.
Could be a stormy day on financial markets after a big sell-off on Friday. Overseas markets were significantly lower. Japan's Nikkei down more than 12%. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to unveil her running mate tomorrow at a Philadelphia rally. She met with several top contenders at her home Sunday. And after weeks of unrest over a quota system for government jobs, Bangladesh's prime minister has stepped down, fleeing the country. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, an 81-year-old Illinois man died in Iowa County when he was thrown off a subcompact utility tractor. Anthony Masucci from Illinois was maintaining recreational trails on private property. He lost control of the tractor that he was on and was thrown off and then died from his injuries. Day two of Fire on the River wrapped up Saturday. The festival is typically held on the 4th of July every year, but due to rising waters on the Wisconsin River, the event had been postponed. Saturday kicked off the event with the Eagle Chase Run, followed by family-friendly activities and live music. All of the events led up to the highly anticipated fireworks display on the Wisconsin River. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. A couple of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible. Also, some locally heavy rain of an inch to an inch and a half or more possible. 78 today, 58 tonight. Tomorrow, clearing, high of 72. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Monday. Rick Springfield now with Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him. Body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Janet Jackson with Escapade. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing great, Maddie. I haven't been outside yet. What's it like out there? Is it muggy? What's
it like?
Well,
it's a little muggy. It's quite a bit cooler this morning than it was yesterday. Here on Goose Poop Pond, we have some showers going through, real light showers this morning, which I have to say, Aspen and I walked through those this morning because it was nothing dramatic. I mean, we got a little damp, but after the last few days, a light breeze, even with the humidity, but cooler temperatures and a little light rain falling, it actually felt really, really nice out there. And we do have a chance for some scattered showers and also some thunderstorms today and tonight. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail here in just a few minutes, because some of those could be on the strong to severe side. Obviously, we've got to break this humidity at some point. We do have a cold front that's going to be making its way through. So if you remember your sixth grade science classes on weather, when that happens, usually you get a little bit of turbulence in the air. So we could see some severe weather later tonight, but we'll talk about it in more detail. But windshield wipers, just make sure that everything's good this morning. Maybe grab a light raincoat if you need it, because we walked long enough that I'm a little damp, but again, it actually felt really nice after the last few days.
A little sprinkle on you.
It felt a little nice. Now I don't know if we're supposed to get some sunshine or what the deal is today. I don't really know what we're going to be doing today. I just know that there's a chance for some severe weather. That's pretty much all I got for you.
Okay. Good to know.
Obviously we'll be keeping an eye on things today, let you know if there's anything that should pop up. And we do have a flood watch in effect as well. We could get some locally heavy rains, an inch and a half, maybe even more in some areas today. So flood watch also in effect, because we aren't used to that or anything this year. It's not like we've had those on and off throughout the entire summer. But again, we'll get into the forecast here in a minute. Anything new and exciting happening in your world? Was it a quiet weekend, busy weekend? What did you guys do?
Yeah, it was a pretty chill weekend. Some confusion on Saturday about those Loverboy lyrics about working for the weekend, because it's actually supposed to be you're working during the week so that when you get to the weekend, you don't have to do any work. But that, yeah, there was some confusion about that on Saturday. But other than that, it was. And of course, it was super hot on Saturday.
Oh, it was gross. Oh. It was so gross. Corey came back. Corey was in Milwaukee on Friday. Let me start there. He had some work that had to be done in Milwaukee. And while he was there, one of his favorite bands, Here Comes the Mummies, was performing at the State Fair, because that's officially underway. And this week's weather looks much better for it if you don't love the really hot stuff, by the way. But at any rate, he decided he was going to stay overnight on Friday evening, go to that show, and then drive back on Saturday. He asked me if I wanted to drive to Milwaukee, and I contemplated it, Finn, but then I stepped outside at about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and I was like, I think I can do without Here Come the Mummies. Now, he said it was a really fun show. He's been trying to see them at the State Fair for a couple of different years now, but every time we go, either we don't get over there in time, or the weather gets really wonky and they have to cancel the show. Every time we go to the State Fair, if you want a completely rained out evening, just ask the Jones Hartman Clan to go to the State Fair, and that's exactly what's going to happen. It's the weirdest thing. So he made it over there and was able to go see the band. Didn't come back until Saturday at some point, because he stopped and saw Max as well, made sure the kid was doing okay. And I said, gosh, we really need a Costco run. When you're on your last roll of paper towels, you're kind of like, this is getting to be a little dire, quite honestly. So he's like, why don't you meet me over at Costco and we'll do that and we'll go out to eat. Well, it turned out that it was a family affair, because Dexter decided he wanted to go as well. So we did the Costco run on Saturday, and it was just gross. It was miserable. There was just enough breeze that at least you didn't feel, it was suffocating. Like, I don't know what other word to describe it. Maybe that sounds a little overly dramatic, but with that kind of humidity, and then the fact that there was very little wind moving, and the temperatures were just what they were in the upper 80s, it felt a little stifling and suffocating. And so we did that, and that was pretty much the extent of our evening. Came home, Aspen was very excited to see her natty, so there was a lot of jubilation there. A lot of hide and seek happened in the house on Saturday night as
sure.
well. But
Sure.
That was pretty much the gist. Yesterday he worked, I stayed at home. I didn't realize that our Netflix subscription that I thought I canceled re-upped. So I was like, well, I'm going to get my $17 worth. And so I just sat down and binge watched Netflix all day. What
Anything
did I watch?
Good?
Not really. Stupid rom-coms. I mean, you know, you can't really go wrong with stupid rom-coms, the ones that make you chuckle a little bit, but you pretty much know exactly what you're getting with them. So that's pretty much what I... Gosh, there was probably so many better choices, Finn, but I just was not in the mood to think.
If that's what worked at the time, you know, I mean, you can't really complain if it was working for you. I mean,
I just was not in the mood to think. I just wanted stupid mundane, and I wanted to know what was coming, because you always do with those rom-coms. They always end the same way. It's like the Hallmark folks got together and wrote all the rom-coms in life. And I was like, you know what? It make me smile a couple of times, entertain me for a couple of hours, and I'm good to go. So that was how I spent yesterday. And I was going to go get groceries. And then as I was walking out the door, I looked at Corey and I'm like, I don't really feel like it. I did not have my big girl pants on yesterday. And I was like, I don't really feel like it. So he goes, so do a grocery pickup scheduled for tomorrow and I'll pick up dinner. So that was how Sunday went down at our house. So it was one of those weekends. We got a lot done as far as, you know, the household stuff, like the adulting part of it with groceries. Mm-hmm. And there's actually food in the house now, or there'll be a lot more later today after I do the pickup. But that was pretty much all I could muster this weekend.
Yeah,
I was okay with that.
One of those weekends, basically.
It feels like this summer, because this summer has been so weird, right? Because it's been so wet, it's been so damp, and then when it finally did get warm, it's been so humid. It just feels like the summer has been going on forever, just because we've been talking about just really yucky weather for a good majority of it. You know, Corey and I were talking about that this weekend. We were like, can we name like 10 days where it was just absolutely gorgeous, where we didn't get a shower, where it wasn't super humid? I mean, you really can't this summer. So, and if you're one of those warm weather people and you were immersing yourself at lakes or camping, you are a much better human being than I am. Much better, because I was all about staying cool this weekend.
Yeah. Air conditioning, thank you.
Right? Don't quit on me now. That's all right. I kept thinking through the whole weekend. So hopefully nobody had to deal with that either. Because, you know, and this is the type of weather where they like to freeze up a little bit, just because they're running so often. So hopefully nobody had to deal with that. Speaking of which, you know, we kind of dabble in the storm chasing thing every now and then. And Omaha had some big storms that went through like late last week at some point. And there's, as of yesterday, there were over 200,000 people, right around 220,000, that still didn't have any power, didn't have any cable, didn't have internet, didn't have anything. So hopefully everybody in that vicinity is faring okay. And if you have people in that area, not a bad idea to check on it, make sure they're doing okay, because there's a lot of issues still in that area from storms that went through. So just a little PSA for anybody who might have family in the Omaha vicinity, because they're kind of dealing with a lot down there at this particular time. So gross. That's what it is. It's all just gross. And hopefully tomorrow looks good, though, as far as weather. So we'll surprise you with those details.
Like for the week, it doesn't seem like it's going to be too bad.
We're going to lose some of this humidity too, which is the good part. We're going to lose some of that, so we're going to be sitting a little nicer. Let's put it that way. That's why I said, if last week was not your kind of weather and you do want to take in the state fair, this next week will be much better for all of that kind of stuff. But you can guarantee I'll be outside. I'm going to try to get not carried away by the mosquitoes while I'm doing so out here at Goose Poop Pond. But that was the other thing walking this morning, by the way, because there was a little breeze. Because it was raining, there were very few mosquitoes, and I was totally, totally fine with that. I took Aspen out about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and she decided she was going on a walk of the neighborhood. And I was like, really? Do we have to? It was hot. It was humid. It was buggy. So we decided, okay, so we're walking.
Because here we go.
Once she starts, she doesn't stop. And so we started walking, and I was dying. It was just hot. It was disgusting. And the mosquitoes were so bad. They were so bad. I was like, really? This is when you choose to walk? Like, what are we doing? You know, she's panting. She's giving it all she's got. And I'm like, you're the one who started going. Like, I'm just here with a rope. I don't know what we're doing. But... She's got a big bug bite over her eye. We're Benadryl creaming that to get the swelling down. It's just ridiculous out here.
That's what happens when she plays cruise director, I guess.
Right? She's not going to take that role very often because she's not very good at it, in case anybody's wondering. Now, along with watching a whole lot of movies this weekend and just doing some binge watching, there was also a lot of Olympics action. So let's take a look at some of the highlights. Enough about me complaining about mosquitoes. Team USA had a big weekend at the Olympic and ending it tied for the lead in gold, which is really awesome. There were 6 gold medals won on Friday, 3 silvers in shooting, equestrian and swimming, or I should say 6 medals total won on Friday. There were 3 bronze medals in sailing, archery and track and field as well. No gold though on Friday. Then it was a huge Saturday with 18 more medals added to the count. 5 of them on Saturday were gold, by the way. Simone Biles, no surprise there. She won the gold medal in vault. Ryan Krauser won his 3rd straight gold in men's shot put.
That was insane.
Was that
not insane?
Did you
see any of that? That was crazy.
It was absolutely insane. There was a lot of insanity at the Olympics this weekend, all in a really good way. This is like drama at its best, right? Because these people compete so hard to bring home those gold medals and to just do themselves, their countries, their families proud. And so there was a lot of drama this weekend at the Olympics, but it was really awesome. Vincent Hancock won his 4th medal in men's skeet. The swimming team set a world record in the mixed medley relay. There was a whole lot of drama with that as well. We watched the tail end of that, and Tori Husk, who's been amazing this Olympics, she gave it everything she had. It was absolutely incredible to watch her because I think it was Team China who came in 2nd. I can't remember. Don't quote me on that. But they were closing in so fast, and Tori Husk, she just gave it everything she had and reached out and hit that wall, and you could just see, like, she barely had enough to get out of the pool. I can't even imagine what that feels like. But she was incredible. Katie Ledecky, who's also incredible in the pool, come on now. She won her 800-meter race to score the 9th gold of her career. It ties her for 2nd most all-time, and she's hoping to compete again in 2028. Michael Phelps is 1st on that list with an insane 23 golds in his career. Sunday was another big day with 10 more medals added, 5 of them gold. Sprinter Noah Lyles, who is just, I don't really like him as a human being, but I can give credit where credit is due on talent. He knows he's good. Let's just put it like that. If you've never heard Lyles talk, he knows he's really talented. And yeah, sometimes that gets a little annoying, but he is really good at what he does. He won his 100-meter race by 5/1000ths of a second. It was literally, you see any of this?
Yeah.
It was literally like a nose, like the end of a nose is how he won that race. It was insane. Kristen Faulkner took gold in women's cycling after making the team as a sub, interestingly enough. Swimmer Bobby Finke won the men's 1500-meter freestyle race. The women's swimming team won their medley relay, setting a new world record along the way. And golfer Scottie Scheffler shot 9 under par in his final round to win by a stroke. Now, when you add all of that up, Team USA ended the weekend sitting pretty with 71 total medals. Then you have China at 45, France at 44, Great Britain at 37, and Australia at 31. And then we come into the day tied with China at 19 golds each. France and Australia are next with 12. Then you have Great Britain with 10. So there was a lot going on this weekend. A lot. Suni Lee, if you watched any gymnastics, she was amazing. She is a true gamer. She came from behind in the uneven bars to take the bronze medal. And again, you're talking about somebody who 1 year ago didn't even think she was ever going to be able to do gymnastics again. So it was, it was a great weekend of stuff. Did you hear about the fencer who basically took a gold 7 months pregnant? I mean, this is incredible stuff happening at the Olympics. I couldn't walk at 7 months pregnant, and she's out there winning medals at 7 months pregnant. What is happening?
Pretty impressive.
This is impressive stuff. I'm telling you, if you're not paying attention, you're missing out on real life drama. Forget everything else that's going on. This is real life competition at its
best. And we have what, the rest of the week?
Yeah, it goes through the 11th. Yeah. So we have all this week into Sunday, I believe. So if memory serves right and I can do my dates right in my head. And then speaking of dramatics, let's talk about the drama and music. Steven Tyler. He's never going to fully recover from his vocal issues. I mean, I think this has been something that's been coming for a long time if you're a fan of Aerosmith, but it was sad to actually see this announcement written out, you know, to really take it in, because Friday, Aerosmith announced that they've made the, quote, heartbreaking and difficult but necessary decision to retire from the touring stage. They added in their press release, quote, "We are grateful beyond words for everyone who is pumped to get out on the road with us one last time. Play our music loud now and always. Dream on. You've made our dreams come true." I mean, here's the thing about Aerosmith. Love them or don't love them, okay? Right? Everybody's got their opinion on bands. Aerosmith is one of those generational bands. I mean, you can talk to moms and dads who grew up with them at one point in life, and you can talk to kiddos who remember some of their music, and, you know, and it just keeps going on and on. They're just one of those generational bands. And again, I don't know if this was totally unexpected. We've seen Steven Tyler have more and more difficulty over the last few years perform live, but to finally see it in writing and to get the confirmation, it just feels like the end of an era, does it not, when you see this about Aerosmith?
You know, but I guess if you're looking at the glass being half full, you have to respect them for saying, we're okay, we know it can't happen the way we want it to happen.
Yep.
So we're getting out, and we're getting out on top. Now, I love all of those classic 70s albums from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I mean, Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way, Dream On.
Some of the best.
I mean, those are Back in the Saddle. All those, that's classic rock stuff, okay?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, if he can't sing at the top of his game, I respect them saying. And also for not thinking about getting a replacement, getting somebody else in.
Right.
Because, I mean, really?
It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same at all. Steven Tyler has that voice that is one of a kind, right? And it has changed dramatically over the years. We've talked about it. You listen to Dream On compared to stuff from the 90s or stuff you've heard them do on stage more recently. His voice has changed dramatically. It's hard to hold some of the notes Steven Tyler has and to hit some of those octaves that he has had and be able to maintain that for years and years and years. I mean, what is Steven Tyler? He's in his 70s, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, he's been doing this a long time. So, no, I totally agree with you. I'm glad they didn't get anybody to replace him. I'm glad that they know that, you know, obviously Steven Tyler was going to always be the front man of Aerosmith. And I'm glad they're going out on their terms instead of, you know, like we've seen some artists where literally it becomes so bad they're forced to get out of the business, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is not what they chose to do. Now, speaking of that, since we're talking Aerosmith this morning, Love in an Elevator, should we pull that out next?
Sure.
Just Aerosmith in memory. I mean, we play a lot of Aerosmith here on Max FM, but Love in an Elevator is one that doesn't get rotated very often. So we'll pull that out. It's not as classic as we'd like to go, but I'm going with what I got in my library right now, Finn.
There you go. And you know what? Even though Aerosmith is calling it a day, fortunately for us all, Mariah Carey says she's going to do a 20-city Christmas tour this fall.
No. Come on.
It's to celebrate her Christmas album, you know, the one that has All I Want for Christmas Is You on it. So
yes, that's exactly what the world needs. We should start spinning that at any moment now because it is past July, right, after all. My gosh. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Now, we talked about this a little bit, but we do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. A couple of those storms could be strong to severe. Hail and wind going to be the main threats. A tornado or two also not out of the question. Locally heavy rains are also possible. We could see an inch to an inch and a half, maybe even more in some areas. Otherwise, 78 for a high today, down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow, we clear things out. We lose some of that humidity, thank goodness. 72 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it is 73.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells. And our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Going back to 1989, celebrating Aerosmith, Loving an Elevator on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now. See, that's a good way to start a Monday with some Aerosmith, for sure. 7:34 right now. And, you know, I know it is only Monday, but if you're starting to plan out your week, you're looking for some fun stuff to do, there's going to be a few different ways for you to get some good music in, including Concerts on the Square Thursday night, 7 p.m., downtown Baraboo. Cruisin' Round going to be performing this week. Get the lawn chairs, get the blankets ready, little bug spray as well. Have a great time in downtown Baraboo. Then on Friday night, you can hit up Mirror Lake State Park because there's going to be a concert in the park over at the amphitheater. The Blacker Brothers are going to be performing. That show also starts at 7 o'clock. Now remember, that show is going to be free, but you do have to have your current 2024 park sticker to get in. So a couple of different ways to take in some really great music this week, you know, leading up into the weekend. We need all the help we can get to get us into the weekend spirit, right? And just make the work week go a little bit shorter as well, or feel better about the whole thing. Now, coming up yet this hour, you are going to have a chance to win some tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. Be listening for your chance to text in and win. Now, speaking of texting, birthdays and anniversaries also coming up yet this hour. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, 355-9970, that is the number that you need to give us birthdays or eventually to win some zoo tickets again later on this morning, all right? Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast with Sean Cable. Showers, thunderstorms today, strong to severe side for some of those. He's going to fill you in with all of the details in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
The Brewers' struggles continue. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers are kind of going through it right now. They lose the rubber game of their series in D.C. against the Nationals, meaning they lose another winnable series. The final score on Sunday, 4-3. Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy.
You can make all the excuses you want with injuries and inexperience, but every team goes through it, and we're going through it. And we've been going through it, you know. But we hit. I think the count is 13 balls on the screws today. We hit 13 balls hard and came away with not much.
The Brewers are off today before heading to Atlanta to play the Braves starting tomorrow night. Sunday Night Baseball's silver lining came from Chicago. That's where the second-place Cardinals lose to the Cubs 6-2. They're still 5.5 games back of the Brewers entering play this week. The Pirates are 6 games back. Moving on to football, a former Packer got his due over the weekend. Julius Peppers inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. A couple of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible. Also, some locally heavy rain of 1 to 1.5 inches or more possible. 78 today, 58 tonight. Tomorrow, clearing, high of 72. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7 Max FM. Jitterbug. 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 You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. A jitterbug into my brain. Sometimes bright, sometimes ain't right. My best friend
dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home and stare.
To the park.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Before you go, go. There is Wham! Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:42 right now. And Finn, you know, you and I are both those people who still love to hold on to things like real books when we read and all of that good stuff, right? And we live in a world, though, where now basically everything has become digitized. The books we love so much, magazines, letters, a ton of business paperwork. There is one major advantage to all of this technology, though, that a lot of us can agree on. The gnarliest paper cuts are becoming a thing of the past. A group of researchers recently conducted some experiments on paper cuts, and to spare themselves the pain, they used a gelatin replica of human tissue to use in place of their index finger. That's good. They were being smart, because those things, they can hurt really badly. Now, as you might guess, some paper thicknesses are just a little less dangerous. Flimsy, thin stuff like tissue paper and heavy, thicker stuff like postcards are less likely to cut. So what's the worst paper, all right? In case you're still one of those, individuals who loves to have paper floating around, a thickness of around 65 micrometers was the paper cut sweet spot. That makes dot matrix printer paper the most treacherous, followed by paper used in various magazines and books, because so many of us are walking around with dot matrixes at these days.
Obviously.
Except, you know, back in the like early 2000s, you worked in radio for a long time. My favorite was the newsroom dot matrix that just did reels and reels and reels of paper all day long with all the news from across the state coming in. And then you always knew when it was something worse, like weather or like a special bulletin, because that thing came out rapid
fire.
Always knew. You always knew. But yeah, I agree, because you'd have to pull it and sometimes you'd slice down the side of your hand. It really was not the most exciting adventure ever. Now, dot matrix printers, as we were just talking, they're pretty rare, and many of the remaining magazines have moved their publications online. Kindles and other ebooks have also reduced the number of total pages we turn. So have you noticed a decline in paper cuts if, you know, you're, you know, one of those people who used to get a lot of them? That would be the main question. I would say, yeah, I probably get a few less than I used to, just because, you know, everything is, we do live in such a digital world, this stage of the game. Now, the researchers, by the way, also found that the angle of slicing also played a role. Paper pressed straight down into the gelatin was less likely to cut than paper that cleaved across and down. That's true, right? We all know this as people who have gotten paper cuts a few different times. It really did depend on the angle and how, like, the depth of the cut, depending on the angle of the paper, and also how badly it hurt. And it also depended then, too, of the angle, like if you got any of that little extra flap of skin that would move around until it healed. Those were always the worst.
That's fun, isn't it?
Oh,
and where
cuts.
You got the paper
yes.
cut. Like sometimes you would get the weird ones
like
underneath,
right,
like your fingernail
or right where
your
a finger
thumb.
Bends or something like that.
Yeah.
Those were always the worst as well, because they never healed and they always hurt. So there you go. Paper cuts, a thing of the past. We can chalk those up to all the things that are becoming extinct in our digital world. Hey, at least it's one good thing we're reducing, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's a few things that, you know, we kind of are nostalgic nostalgic for. But then there's other things like paper cuts. We're like, all right, yeah, there's this digital world isn't so bad after all.
I mean, I'm still going to read my paperbacks.
Right, but exactly. But according to this research, those papers aren't going to be the absolute worst. That dot matrix, though, that's going to get you every darn time. So avoid those at all costs. We do have our birthday list that we need to run through here this morning. We've got a good crop of celebrities on it today. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us while we're going through the famous side of things, 355-9970. We're going to start here at the top of the list with Olivia Holt, who played Tandy Bowen slash Dagger on Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. She was also the abducted teenager Kate Wallace on Cruel Summer. She's celebrating her 27th birthday. We also have Lolo Jones celebrating a birthday. She was an Olympic runner slash bobsledder. She had that great set of abs. If you remember her back in the day, she is 42 years old. By the way, Olympic competition underway in Paris this morning. Both Suni Lee and Simone Biles, if you're following gymnastics and you know you're trying to keep up with all the medals that they've won, they both fell off the beam this morning. So there's a pretty good chance neither one of them will actually medal in the beam competition. That just happened about a half hour ago. Jesse Williams, Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy. He was, anyway. I don't think he's on that show anymore, is he? I have no idea. I've lost track of the characters on that show. He did give a powerful speech on social justice at the 2016 BET Awards. He's 43 years old today. James Gunn, who is the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, he is celebrating his 58th birthday. Jonathan Silverman is also 58. You know him best from Weekend at Bernie's. Oh, that was such a good show in the 80s. I mean, it was dumb, but we all loved it, didn't we? It was so good. It was
well,
so
you were
good.
Talking yesterday about how you were watching mindless entertainment.
Yes.
And watching your rom-coms.
Weekend
at Bernie's.
Yes.
Classic there.
Speaking
also,
of which,
Jonathan Silverman, what was it? It was the Neil Simon. It was Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Yes, that was a great one.
He was in the movie version of that. Yeah,
that was a good one. I've seen that a few different times. Do you remember last week how we were talking about Tom Hanks, A Man Called Otto, and we mentioned mm-hmm. that was one of his latest? That's on Netflix streaming, by the way.
Yeah.
Came up yesterday. So I had said I wasn't sure where it was at. So for anybody who would like to check it out, if you got a Netflix subscription, it is over there. We also have Mark Strong on the list. He's the bad guy in Shazam. He was also Sinestro in Green Lantern and Merlin in the Kingsman movies. He's celebrating his 61st birthday. Patrick Ewing, who is an NBA legend, is 62 years old today. We have Pat Smear on the list. Also, he's an ex-Foo Fighter and ex-guitarist for Nirvana and Germs. He is 65 years old. Marsha, Maureen McCormick from the Brady Bunch. She is celebrating her 68th birthday today. Marsha is 68. It totally checks out, but at the same time, you know, maybe it's the fact that we've watched her in syndication for so long as like the effervescent 14, 15, 16 year old. It's hard to imagine that she's now 68 years old.
I know.
I mean, yeah. She's been that role and she's been Marsha Brady for her entire life. It's really hard to picture her as an aging human being, is it not? I mean, it really truly is.
You always think of her at that age when
yes,
she was on
always.
The Brady Bunch.
Absolutely, always. Rick Derringer, who was responsible for the song Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, is celebrating his 77th birthday. Oh, and this is a good one. Lonnie Anderson, Jennifer Marlowe on WKRP in Cincinnati. She is celebrating her 79th birthday today.
Such a great show.
And
the characters were also, I mean, we just got invested in them, didn't we?
We did. I mean, and if you've ever done anything in media or radio, you knew every single person who was portraying that character.
Oh, totally.
You were like, oh yeah, that's Chuck from the newsroom. That's uh-huh. Bob from Sale.
We all knew Herb Tarlick. Yeah.
You all knew. Yeah, you knew all of those characters. It was hilarious. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, it's easy, Finn. All you have to do is text 355-9970. Taking a quick look at this forecast right now, we do have a chance for some scattered scattered showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. A couple of those storms could be on the strong to severe side. Hail and wind going to be our biggest threats, but a tornado or two also not out of the question. Locally, heavy rains are also going to be possible. We could see an inch to an inch and a half, maybe even more in some areas. Otherwise, today, a high right around 78. The rain has officially stopped out here at Goose Poop Pond for the morning. 58 tonight, and then tomorrow, we're going to clear things out. We're going to lose some of that humidity. It's going to feel way less sticky and way less oppressive. 72 is all for our high tomorrow. Right now, it is 73.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
You got too far this time, but I'm dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chances on the danger line. I'll cross that bridge when I find it, another day to make my
Bye.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Much more fun, you know that only the good die young.